This is a Fox News alert. A steep drop for stocks. I'm Lisa Brady. The Dow down more than 1,100 points at the close. Inflation getting the blame again for its toll on companies and consumers alike, with gas prices at a new record for a ninth day, 4.56 and AAA's nationwide average for regular. Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti.
J.P. Morgan, one of their commodity analysts, says it's entirely conceivable that gas prices, which we're complaining about now, could hit $6 as the national average by August. So it seems like things are getting worse. Costs are going up, rates are going up, and you see profits for companies going down.
Target leading today's sell-off with a 52% plunge in profits, sinking Target shares by more than 26%. Again, at the close, the Dow down 1,161 points. The U.S. and Turkey just out with a joint statement after talks spurred by Finland and Sweden applying to join NATO. Turkey raising security concerns about that.
We're confident that at the end of the day, Finland and Sweden will have an effective and efficient accession process, that Turkey's concerns can be addressed. Finland and Sweden are working directly with Turkey to do this, but we're also talking to the Turks to try to help facilitate.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Secretary of State Blinken met with Turkey's foreign minister. All 30 NATO members, including Turkey, would have to approve for new members to join. Homeland Security officials say false attacks have become a distraction, and the department's new disinformation governance board is now on hold. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside forces. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop.
The panel's director, who'd been criticized by Republicans over past comments, has resigned. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
New York State wants to crack down on the online avenues that can lead to deadly violence.
At a Wednesday news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said racist views that can lead to violence can many times be spread via online posts and chat rooms.
In 2022, that's how radicalization is occurring, through the social media echo chamber.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says her office will investigate social media outlets that had a part in spreading the Buffalo Gunman's manifesto and allowing the killing of Buffalo residents to be streamed. In a statement, James said her hope is to shine a spotlight on their participation, not letting it go without consequence. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Federal safety regulators just announcing a new probe of a Tesla crash that killed three people in California this month, one of more than 30 crashes under review involving possible use of Tesla's advanced driver assistance systems. The greatest show on earth is coming back to town, but it won't be the same circus.
Reps for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus say they're relaunching the interactive live show September 2023 without animal acts. The Florida-based company kicking off a talent search to find and feature performers displaying incredible feats that push the limits of human potential. Rehearsals are set to begin next month for a 50-city North American tour. The circus ending its 146-year run in 2017 after a slump in ticket sales following court battles with animal rights activists and customers opposing animal acts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, the Dow drops 1,164 points. That's more than 3%. The S&P and the NASDAQ tumbling more than 4%. Oil prices sliding to nearly $109 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.